Hey there, Dr. Paula here. This session is going to be focused on cultivating gratitude. You can begin by finding a comfortable position. You can close your eyes and take a deep breath. As you exhale, release any tension from your body. Now, focus on your toes. Feel them relaxing. And let that relaxation move slowly up through your body, one muscle at a time. Imagine a warm wave of relaxation washing over your entire body. And with each breath, you go deeper into a state of profound tranquility. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And with each number, you'll feel yourself descending into a deeper state of relaxation. Starting from 10, 9, letting go, 8, 7. With each number, you let go a little more, allowing yourself to sink deeper into a state of peaceful relaxation. 6, 5, your mind becoming more receptive. 4, 3, 2, almost there. 1, as you reach the final number, you're in a deep state of relaxation and tranquility. As you relax in this tranquil, serene state, know that you are exactly where you need to be. And in this moment, no one wants or expects anything from you. In this moment, all you need to do is to listen to the sound of my voice. If thoughts wander in as I'm talking, that's okay. Your subconscious is still tracking, and you can gently return your attention to the sound of my voice whenever you are ready. If there are any outside noises, like the sound of a car or a barking dog, you can remember that these sounds are there and you are here. These sounds will simply serve as a signal that you can go deeper into your state of focused attention and enjoy this moment completely. If you discover a tingle or a twitch, go ahead and scratch or adjust your position. Moving around to make yourself more comfortable will only add to your enjoyment and your concentration. Imagine a field of blooming flowers, and every petal on each flower represents something that you are grateful for. See the field expanding as your list of blessings grows. Visualize yourself walking through the field, feeling a deep sense of gratitude for each flower that you encounter. Gratitude is a powerful tool for fostering contentment, resilience, and a positive outlook on life. By focusing on what you have and being thankful for it, you can develop a deeper sense of fulfillment and reduce the tendency to always desire more or to complain about what you lack. As the great Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius advised, when you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. I know that you can imagine the joyful, genuine laughter of a baby or a child giggling with delight at the silliness of life. Laughter is a reminder of life's beautiful moments. Let that sound fill you with gratitude, appreciating the happiness that surrounds you. You understand that while it is fine to want things, you never want to let the things you want make you forget the things that you have. Gratitude grounds you in the present, and you know this to be true. When you are grateful for all that you have, you will get more in abundance. There is an old story about a woman named Caney who lived in a small village. Caney was known for her kindness and grateful heart. Every morning, Caney would gather a bouquet of wild flowers from the fields and place them in a basket outside her home as an offering of gratitude to the universe. One day, a traveler passing through the village saw Caney's daily ritual and asked her, "Why do you go to all the trouble of picking flowers and leaving them in a basket every day?" Caney smiled and replied, "These flowers are a symbol of the many blessings in my life. I am grateful for the beauty of nature, the love of my family, and the simple joys that surround me. By offering these flowers, I remind myself to appreciate and be thankful for all that I have." The traveler was moved by Caney's words and decided to adopt a similar practice in his own life. And he began to gather flowers and offer them as a symbol of his gratitude. As time passed, the traveler found that his heart became lighter, and he felt a newfound sense of joy and contentment. He realized that by focusing on the positive aspects of his life and expressing gratitude, he had transformed his outlook and experienced positive emotions that he had never felt before. And so it is. Fold your hands together, interlacing your fingers. Feel the connection between your palms. As you do, you can be reminded of the interconnection of life. With each breath, let the feeling of gratitude flow through your hands, spreading warmth and positivity. It's interesting, but it isn't joy that makes us grateful. It's gratefulness that brings us joy. When you reach to open a door, you can be reminded that you are opening your heart to gratefulness. Each time you open a door, remind yourself of something that you are grateful for. Maybe it's your hot coffee or your comfortable bed, or even the shirt that you are wearing. It's the little things that will bring you joy. You don't have to gather flowers like the traveler or Caney. But when you notice your gifts and express your gratefulness, you too will experience that precious sense of joy and contentment. It's time now to return to your day, and I will count upwards from 1 to 3, and when you reach 3, you will feel alert and refreshed. 1, noticing the air and the sounds that surround you. 2, wriggling your toes and your fingers. and 3, feeling alert, refreshed, and grateful for the air that you breathe and the comfort of all of your blessings. Take care.